Get ready for real time, show time, season two time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
My. Hey, season two of Edible Honesty begins today. Hip, hooray. Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, in our last edible adventure, Andrew the Giant introduced us all to a new edible practice called edible electricism, which is dramatically different from edible practices such as being vegetarian or vegan, because becoming an edible electricist is about consuming the solar power of the Earth's yellow sun, just like Superman. And I want to fly like Superman. Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh, ooh.
And we can consume the power of the sun when we consume fruits and vegetables. So, yeah, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But first, we need to know what kind of apple and what day was that apple actually picked, because fruits and vegetables absorb the raw solar power of the sun and convert that solar power into unadulterated edible electricity. And as such, fruits and vegetables should never, never, ever be classified as produce, because all fruits and vegetables are all really just edible solar batteries, and they are all pulsating with unadulterated edible electricity. However, not all edible solar batteries are created equal. And knowing when those edible solar batteries were picked is absolutely critical, because it is an indisputable fact that the moment edible solar batteries are picked, day one, the actual moment of harvest, well, that is precisely the moment that all edible solar batteries contain their highest level of edible electricity that they will ever, ever, ever contain. Therefore, to capture the maximum amount of edible electricity that we possibly can, we should be eating all solar batteries on the day that they were actually picked. Day one, period, exclamation smurf.
Ooh, ooh.
Because, and here is the point, as edible solar batteries sit on the shelf, or even worse, in your refrigerator, day after day, and the last time these edible solar batteries actually saw the Earth's yellow sun becomes longer and longer, well, then the less effective these edible solar batteries become, because just 3 days after harvest, it's an edible race against time until all of the edible electricity left inside those edible solar batteries runs out, as all edible solar batteries or fruits and vegetables lose 50% of their edible electricity and nutrients, and that's just on the morning of day three after they are picked. Because by day four, forget about it. Decomposition sets in. And by definition, decomposition means the process of rotting, decay, as in a corpse or an organism that no longer lives, which means just a mere 4 days after harvest, the edible lights are already out. But I thought we paid the bill. Think again. Because there's no more edible electricity left inside. And down goes Frasier. Down goes Frasier. Therefore, to be an edible electricist, rule one, all edible solar batteries must be consumed within 3 days of harvest. Now, that's a 3-day rule. From the day of harvest to the day of consumption. And it's so easy to follow. It's a 3-day rule. And it's so very cool. It's 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. Just 3 days. From the day that we harvest to the day we consume. Skiddly bop, skiddly bop, skiddly boom. And Sherlock Holmes said it best. I'm exhausted, Watson. I know how a battery feels when it is drained of its final electricity. I need strawberries that were picked today so I can recharge and think. Electrified strawberries. Elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary. Now, there is just one small, tiny philosophical difference, and by tiny, I mean minute bowl. So holy minute bowl Batman between edible electricism and other edible practices like being vegetarian or being vegan. And that philosophical difference is that edible electricists view the human body as technology. And as such, we see humans as being nutritionally reliant upon a steady intake of edible electricity to function or even simply wake up, because anyone in the world can go 21 days without any food, and anyone can go 3 days without any water. But there's not a person on this planet that would last 2 minutes without electricity surging through their body, period, exclamation Smurf. Because the human body is reliant upon electricity. In fact, we are no different than plants, which are powered by photosynthesis, a process that allows them to generate electrical energy from sunlight. However, the process of electrical energy generation is a little more complex than humans, and at any given rate, roughly 20 watts of electrical energy is rushing through any living human being, and that is while we sleep. Now, that's enough electrical energy to power a light bulb. So holy human sleeping 20-watt light bulb, Batman. Now, the electrical energy that runs through all human beings can be elevated easily through the food that we consume. So now, what do you think happens to mankind when the 20-watt light bulb that burns in all of us while we slumber quickly becomes a 1,000-watt light bulb? Or dare I say a 20,000-watt light bulb? Because almost everyone, without trying, is a 100-watt light bulb. All that requires is simply getting up. And some of us who wake up and work out and then tackle a full 8-hour day, well, that's a 300-watt light bulb. Just leave anything to a 300-watt light bulb and watch it get done. However, world-class sprinters, when they race, they are all generating enough electrical energy to be a 2,000-watt light bulb. That is how much electrical energy the human body can produce. Well, that and a whole lot more, because that is literally the tip of the edible iceberg on this one, because the elements in our bodies, like sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, all have a specific electrical charge, and our cells are specifically designed to use those charged particles or ions to generate even more electricity. So how many watts of electrical energy would you like your personal light bulb to be? Because whatever you want it to be, whatever you want the future you to be, well, your light bulb, it all depends on the amount of edible electricity that you consume.
Ooh, ooh.
And it was Samuel Coleridge who said it best, and I'm paraphrasing. Edible electricity everywhere, and not a drop to eat. Well, at least not in any American supermarkets. And to learn more about the real deal about the produce in American supermarkets, tune to my podcast, episode 4, American Supermarkets. So why isn't there any edible electricity in the American supermarkets? Who knows? Because edible electricity is savoir-faire. And savoir-faire is everywhere.
Ooh, ooh.
Because electricity rushes through our human bodies no differently than blood. As our human cells have been designed specifically to use charged ions to generate an unheard of amount of electricity. So here's what I'm thinking. Let's supercharge up those human cells, and let's insist that the edible powers that be wake up little Susie, wake up little Susie, and only sell edible solar batteries or fruits and vegetables that were picked that morning. Because if you don't like the 3-day edible solar battery rule, that's 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. Just 3 days. From the day of harvest to the day we consume. Then let me tell you something. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. So, for the thousands in attendance, and for the millions listening around the world, ladies and gentlemen, live from Edible Honesty Studio in Edible Honesty Wonderland, let's get ready to rumble. Because the actual total electrical potential of any ordinary, average human being will absolutely blow your mind. As the average human body is capable of producing electrical energy greater than that of any electrical plant here on Earth. Because how on Earth do you think an ordinary human being could possibly survive being struck by lightning? Because a lightning bolt is roughly 300 million volts of pure electricity. And for perspective, 300 million volts is enough energy to light a 100 watt incandescent light bulb for over 3 months straight. Now, you ever see what happens to a 10-watt light bulb when you surge 1,000 watts through it? Well, let's just say either this man is dead or my watch has stopped. Or let's just say Humpty Dumpty had a really great fall. Therefore, the reason human beings survive a lightning strike is because we've been designed specifically to do so. The minimum voltage potential for any human being is greater than 3.5 trillion volts. So shooting a mere 300 million volts of electrical energy through a 3.5 trillion volt light bulb? Well, you do the math. We can all literally be living lightning, and I mean just like Thor. And we can all supercharge our bodies by consuming edible solar batteries no longer than 3 days after harvest. Not 4 days, not 5 days, and definitely not 120 days after harvest like almost every piece of produce sitting in the supermarket, but a strict 3 day from harvest to consumption rule. That's a simple 3 day rule. It's a 3 day rule, and it's so very cool. It's 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. Just 3 days. From the day that we harvest to the day we consume. Skiddly bop, skiddly bop, skiddly boom.
Ooh, ooh.
Now, let's just say, instead of 3 days after harvest, you decide to consume all of your edible solar batteries the day they were actually picked. And the question is, would that change the total electrical charge, the amount of electrical energy that we receive? And the short answer is, are you kidding me? Absolutely. Because the maximum electrical potential for a human being isn't 3.5 trillion volts. That's the minimum potential. It's 70 trillion volts. Now, 70 trillion volts, that is seriously mythological electrical power like Thor, the hammer-wielding Norse god of thunder. So holy Thor, Batman.
Ooh, ooh.
And here's the best part. Anyone, not just Chris Hemsworth, can achieve their inner Thor by consistently consuming edible solar batteries the day they were picked. And Thor himself said it best. This solar charged food, I like it. May I have more?
Ooh, ooh.
And it was Marshall McLuhan who said, electricity is necessary for the human nervous system to send signals throughout the body and to the brain, making it possible for us to move, think, feel, or do anything like live. Therefore, it's definitely not I think, therefore I am. It's I eat edible electricity, and so I continue to be. So that's it. That's a wrap on episode one of season two. Hip hip hooray! Ho! And get ready to tune in for the next episode when I let you know what was my actual Ben Franklin kite moment and how I came upon edible electricity. My name is Andrew. I want to thank you so much for listening, and to all my fans out there in Chicago. How about those White Sox, am I right? And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And here is what I love about Goyo and all the farmers at JR Organics. Not only is Goyo the first farmer to farm pure edible electricity, but what he is growing will simply blow your mind. And grab whatever you can. You can do it however you like. You can get a box of edible electricity sent to you every 3 days. You can get 2 boxes a week, or you can get 5 boxes every 2 weeks. It's up to you. Just continue to consume as much edible electricity as you can and say thank you so much to Goyo and everyone over at JR Organic Farms. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you so much. And do not forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.